Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is probably the most accomplished and accurate trends forecaster in the world. He is a frequent contributor to Fox, CNN, ABC News, international television, major newspapers, consultant to major corporations. He is Gerald Celente with us for another hour. We're going to open the phones up at the bottom of the hour for your questions or comments to Gerald Celente at 1-800-259-9231. You can basically ask him about anything, but specifically, I just ask that the questions be addressed to him. And you know, folks not call in on other side issues. 1-800-259-9231. So he went through the first three phases towards revolution and worldwide rioting and revolution that will be sustained. The military is now saying that they are prepared to engage the American people. The Army War College is saying this. Now, there is no longer any doubt about that. Gerald Celente, how do you see the revolution kicking off? How do you see it starting? When do you see it starting? How do you see it starting?
Yeah, I will read from you from our Trends Journal that just went out. When we say come the revolution, we do not forecast a 1776-style revolution to spontaneously erupt. It will happen in stages, it will spread among the classes, and be waged in many forms, over the internet, in town halls, on the ballots, as well as at the barricades. What will be the spark that ignites it? The final straw bailout? Another tax hike? Disparaging entitlements? Or will it be the ultimate, quote, let them eat cake policy that pushes people past the breaking point? Now this, who will break first? The former middle class that lost their jobs, 401ks, pensions, and even their homes? Jobless, blue-collar, and paycheck-to-paycheck workers, their credit maxed out and heading toward homeless? The young and restless with dead-end jobs or no jobs who believe their future had been stolen and want revenge. The artists and intellectuals on one hand, the hardcore conservatives and passion patriots on the other, united in outrage at Big Brother's control of the entire socioeconomic and political system. One of the above, some of the above, all of the above. Who will fire the shot heard round the world? So that's how we pose it. And I tell the story in here of my meeting with John Connolly, who, of course, you know, was the governor of Texas sitting in front of JFK and took the bullet in the back. And it was in 1992, and Connolly had asked to meet me because in one of my early books, The Trend Tracking, in 1989, I had forecast a new third party and mentioned someone like Ross Perot. So the John Connolly, his wife Nellie, through this fellow who put the meeting together, John J. Hooker from Tennessee, we went to the book depository and the Texas book school book depository. And I have a photo. It's in the Trends Journal of me, Connolly, and his wife Nellie standing in front of the book depository. And John Connolly was a dying man, and I could see it. And by the way, this was their first time back, 1992, since the assassination. And he's telling us the story of what happened that day. We were parked out in front of the limousine. That's the side, by the way, the shot that everyone sees of the book depository. That's the side of the building. And I knew he was a dying man because he had these terrible purplish splotches on his hands. He was on massive doses of prednisone, cortisone, to for his lung infection. And my father had died of the same kind of disease. So I
Gerald Celente, stay there. We'll hear the John Connolly story, former governor of Texas story, when we get back from the grassy knoll. And then we'll get more into how you see this revolution unfolding and how it will end, how you see us coming out of it. Stay with us.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The new world order is advancing rapidly. Health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, fat food is the new world order's game. Don't play the game. Slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right, 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order now before you can't.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Top trend forecasters in the world, Gerald Celente, for the rest of this hour, trendsresearch.com. A lot of people say, I don't care about the future. I don't want to, you know, don't care about anybody else but myself. That's the most foolish statement in the world. We are all in a sea of humanity together on this ship going through space that is planet Earth. Everything that we do affects others. Everything that other people do affects us. I see so many foolish people 2-3 years ago when I was saying they're going to implode. The subprime markets, I'd gone to Bilderberg, I'd infiltrated. They were saying they were going to implode the subprime market by design to start a derivatives crisis, to have a global consolidation of wealth, set up a world government, set up a carbon tax, pay directly to the private central banks, that private central banks would issue their own, quote, government bonds, which the Federal Reserve announced last week in the New York Times they're going to be doing. This is the private central banks becoming the world government openly. Now, I believe they may have overplayed their hand and created such a Ponzi scheme, and so many of their minions, like Madoff, may have been so greedy that it's even endangering their own architecture. They are saying that in the Financial Times of London. They're claiming that they've overdone it. They said, well, this is good for us to consolidate banks and insurance companies and get power, but this endangers our own system. So I want to talk to Gerald Celente about that whole issue after he finishes the story about former Governor John Connally, who was shot in the car with JFK. They're in the school book, a depository building, looking out the window. Please continue the story.
Well, what happened was we were going back, and I noticed him sitting across from him that there were these splotches on his hands, these big purplish splotches. He was on prednisone. And it occurred to me, you know, that he was a dying man. He ended up dying, actually, in June, and this was in late October when we met. And the as we were going back into the Anatole Hotel, he said to me, I read your book, Trend Tracking, and I know your heart is in the right place. He said, but you don't have a clue what's going on, and neither do the American people, because if they did, there'd be a revolution in this country. This was in 1992. And, you know, I knew what he meant because I had been around long enough I began my career. I ran, I was the number two guy running the mayoral campaign in Yonkers, New York in 1971. And then they sent me up to Albany, and I was an assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. And I spent from 73 to 79 in between D.C. and Chicago as a government affairs specialist. And I had been, you know, for a trade association, with chemicals being one of the fields. So I had been around long enough, spent time with Ronald Reagan, and I knew what the story looked like. So when Connolly said that to me, it didn't come as a shock. And I wondered, you know, when would it happen? And now the when is now.
Absolutely, and NAFTA and GATT, everything designed to destroy the middle class, to put all power, not a free market economy, not a vibrant economy, because that's not good for monopolies, at the expense of the economy, at the expense of the public worldwide. These internationalists have done everything they can to destroy the real economy and transfer everything into the fiat Las Vegas economy. Now, expanding on that, when we first came into the segment, I made the point that they stated, the financial elite stated, they were going to engineer a worldwide collapse to consolidate things. They would then pose as the saviors and bring in open world government as the solution. But now it appears that they are mismanaging things and that this is spiraling out of control. Can you speak directly to that, A? And then, B, we've seen a flotilla of hundreds and hundreds. The media is festooned with the Wall Street Journal, the Financial Times of London, the French news agency, Canadian papers saying, yes, we're in a world government. Yes, it's tyrannical for your own good. Yes, we're going to use troops on you. Yes, we want to take your guns, but it's for your own good. Is it out of their control now? And B, why are they trumpeting world government now?
It's totally out of their control. As I said, you know, if there's an Illuminati, the Unluminati are the people that are in control right now. Just let's look at the players. For example, we'll look at in the United States. I mean, who are the congressional leaders? Well, on the Democrats, you have what? You have Pelosi, Reid, Barney Frank, Christopher Dodd, Biden. And on the Republicans, we have Bonner. Who else? Who's a big-name Republican at this time? I mean, how about Laurel and Hardy and Abbott and Costello? Where do they fit in? I mean, look at these people. Does anybody out there think that these politicians are smarter than them? Look at Bernanke. I mean, he looks like a sad beagle, this guy. What brains are out there? Look at Paulson. Think of the things that he said last year. May 7th, he said that the worst of the economic crisis was behind us. I mean, one after another. So who are the people in charge? Go over to France. What do you have? Sarkozy, you know, the little American. You have Berlusconi over in Italy. He's like a Rocky VI movie, you know. He's been back so many times. You have Grandma Merkel over in Germany. Gordon Brown over in England. Gordon Brown, another shade of beige. You go around the world, look at the leaders. Who are these people? No, it's going to be a let-them-eat-cake time. It's out of control. There's nothing that they can do. And as I said, and I'll say it again, when people lose everything and they have nothing to lose, they lose it. So, for example, we're seeing all these massive firings going on. Who's going to, how are people going to afford to pay their mortgages, to pay their insurance? They're not going to. And this is beyond the pale of any belief. They're raising taxes across the board, property taxes, school taxes. Now, I'm not a stupid person. So when they come to me and say, Mr. Salenti, we're raising the taxes on your building or your property, whatever, because the valuations have gone up, well, how about lowering them because the valuations have gone down?
Well, in cases where
we're going to raise them.
Well, in cases where they are lowering them, they're just doing one-time assessments in Texas and Wyoming and all over the place. Cities just say, well, we got to build some new roads and curbs, so every house gets a $15,000 to $20,000 one-time assessment. And the people are like, I don't have a job. I'm already about to lose my house. Where do you think the money's going to come from? And the locals say, look, give us the money or a SWAT team's coming.
Well, and again, this is where we're going to have the breakdown, because people, they, when you don't have it, you can't squeeze more out of it. People are going to become very ugly and very violent. The ads that you're running on your show for lasers and other kinds of things are going to be, survival is going to be a big business. I'm a close combat martial artist. I've been practicing for over a quarter of a century. I'm armed. I have my SKS, and it's registered for, you know, anybody listening out there that thinks it's an illegal operation. I will protect myself if I have to. I haven't been put on this earth for somebody else to think that they're better than I am and can take my life.
Gerald Salenti, I want to run through a whole line of questioning with quick answers from you if I can, because there's so much I want to pick your brain on. But going back to my second question, why are they trumpeting that, yes, we're setting up world government, yes, we've been setting it up in secret, yes, it's anti-democratic, but it's for your own good?
Well, because these are the kind, because it's a takeover. Washington's been taken over by Wall Street. And they're going to keep saying it's for our own good, but it's not going to do any good. Again, the people that are in control, it's out of their hands.
Why are they killing the golden goose? I mean,
they had the system. And why do people get into politics? You know, Eisenhower had a great quote. He said anybody that would want to run for president had to be crazy or psychologically, deranged.
They're control freaks. Well,
yeah.
That's the bigger issue.
You're crazy. So, you know, he said if you're called on to serve, that's different. But these people spend their whole lives trying to tell other people how to live. So, you know, no, the system is breaking down. The big story behind everything that's going on here, and this is what we wrote back in 2002, the summer edition of the Trends Journal, Empire America fading fast. This isn't an economic crisis. The empire is in decline. We can see in the future these secessionist movements that are taking root gaining more and more strength. As a matter of fact, I spoke at one in Vermont this past November, and it's one of the more active ones in the country.
Well, Gerald, we have this huge $1 trillion-plus military-industrial complex. It's imploding worldwide, and it appears that this whole apparatus, this predatory system, is going to implode back to the U.S. only, and then they're then going to predate and feed on us here domestically. I mean, is that the plan?
I don't know what the plan is, but I do know that they will do anything to keep the people in line. And that our, you know, the freedoms, I mean, look what happens every time there's a political convention. You know, they bring in the stormtroopers. You can't step out of line. Look what happened here in New York from the Republican and Democratic convention. I think it was the Republican convention.
2004, I was there.
Yeah, I mean, look at the videotape of the police assaulting innocent people and rounding them up and pushing false charges on them and throwing them in jail. This is America. This isn't the America that I grew up to love.
And by the way, they lost over 1,000 lawsuits over that, but they don't care. They just pay them off with tax money. Gerald Salenti is our guest. When we get back, I want to quickly get into their attack on the Internet. They're moving to shut down the old web, force us onto a highly regulated Internet, too. That's part of Obama's big upgrade. Madoff, I mean, this is the former head of the NASDAQ, showing a window into the criminal class that's literally ruling us, the Eddie Haskells with an army. I want to get into the fact that the elites are all leaving the United States and leaving Israel and leaving other key areas. Why are the billionaires fleeing Israel and the United States? Where you see this going? What you see militarily happening as the empire collapses, and then solutions to all of this, and again, how you see us coming out of all of this. Gerald Celente is our guest, trendsresearch.com. Go there and sign up for his report.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
All right, Gerald Celente. I want to go to calls in the next segment, so let me go through these calls quickly. If anybody was doubting how criminal Wall Street is, Madoff, they're now saying it could be over $100 billion, not $50 billion, stolen from charities, pension funds, government pension funds, Jewish groups. ripping off his own sons. I mean, this is the type of kleptocracy that we have. And it turns out the brokerage firms and banks were knowingly involved in all of this with him. That's what this derivative system is a Ponzi scheme.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't think they should call it a Ponzi scheme anymore. Ponzi was small change compared to these criminals. You know, let's call it a Matloff, you know. I mean, you know, this thing, it's endemic. It's throughout all of Wall. This is what Wall Street has become. You know, what's bad for Wall Street, Alex, is great for Main Street. And I'll tell you why. It's Wall Street that killed Main Street. It's Wall Street with all this finagling that allows these huge developers to borrow all of this money on leverage, build these huge malls, and then the criminals in hand, the politicians who get all these payoffs, they call them campaign contributions, then they give these huge developers all of these breaks, you know, these loan guarantees, they give them access road building and tax breaks. And what they've done is they've put Main Street out of business. This belief that we need a Wall Street so that we can keep creating the ugliness that they've created. I mean, my God, does anyone like driving down a street and seeing nothing but strip malls and malls compared to the old beautiful cities? And by the way, we're now in Kingston, New York. And appropriately, without knowing it, but maybe we did at some level, we're right off the most historic corner in the United States. We're right on it. The only corner in the U.S. where there's a stone building on each corner dating back to the 1600s. And also, Kingston was one of the core hotspots of the Revolution. The Senate House is still here. And it was the first capital of New York State. We're here because it's a walking community. We have all these beautiful old buildings. And we support all the local people around. That as this dies, as these giants fall, we're going to start seeing a return to local. And so, because what we also do with the Trends Research Institute, when we write the Trends Journal, is we give people trend posts to follow, to profit and to avoid dangers. As this thing unfolds more and more, the real estate buys, and there will be, but not yet, are going to be in these kind of communities where people could live and where they work, where they shop, where they have a community. The only thing that's going to save people during this greatest depression is to build the strongest communities that they can, not a federal or a state, but a local. That's where the survival is going to come
about. Instead of vertical integration, going back to local control and true diversity and sovereignty, shifting gears back to something you said a few minutes ago, they've weaponized the market. These private brokerage firms and central banks can issue endless liquidity to themselves. They create the monsters like Walmart and others. They consolidate the economy like a giant risk game until the final phase when there's nothing left, and they're sitting there with all the currency, all the power, all the money, but they destroyed their own markets, and that's why Wall Street was aware of the criminal activity with their Ponzi schemes, and that's why they moved in with the police state. But again, what is going to support the police state when there's no taxing base?
Exactly. As we said, there's going to be high levels of anarchy and revolution. And, you know, the other thing is that the other reason why we're at where we're at, where we're located here, it's a very rich area in terms of agriculture, academics, manufacturing, great transportation, the Hudson River, beauty, the Hudson River Valley. So it's going to be these kind of places and these kind of things. Something old is dying, but something new will be born. And, you know, I'm a world traveler, and the one thing I can say, and I mean this with all my heart, is everywhere you go, people are always envious of the United States because they still think that we have the freedoms, of course, that we don't have. But what we do have that no one else does have is really an innovative spirit and an ability to think that isn't restricted by cultural norms.
So there are great opportunities, and I'm going to have you back on again in the near future, next year if you'll do it, to do a whole show on opportunities in this crisis, not just to protect yourself, but to thrive. When we come back, let's talk about how you see the revolution unfolding itself, and then how you see us the different avenues of how we will come out of it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
All we've got is the cards that life deals us. But there's the question of how we play those cards. The good news is we've been here for decades warning people about what was going to happen and explaining just how it would unfold. And exactly what we said is now happening, so people are paying attention. You know, it's not tooting our horn. It's just a fact to give the listeners an idea of how many people we're reaching. I have, in the last few days, been contacted by some of the biggest names in Hollywood that I didn't know. Some of the biggest names in television that I didn't know. I've talked to other people I've known for a long time in Hollywood, and they say that if we thought the Patriot Liberty 9/11 Truth Movement, anti-New World Order Movement was big before, with the producers and directors and writers and actors and actresses, it is many times bigger now. So fighting the New World Order, being aware of this, is the hottest thing. And it's not some trend. It's not some new trendiness. The establishment's trying to suppress it. It is an underground movement that is bigger than the above-ground false mainstream media projection telling us that the establishment loves us and the establishment isn't corrupt and the establishment's going to take good care of us. And so as their false reality begins to fall to the real reality, we have a great opportunity to actually turn this thing around. I have a few final questions for you, Gerald Celente, and then I want to get to some phone calls. But finishing up, how do you see this? I mean, when does physical revolution, I know you can't mark a date or a month, but what, a year out, 2 years out? A lot of experts we talk to say about 2 years out. Some are now saying a year out. Some say 3 years out. Governments are saying 2 to 3 years out. Government Pentagon reports are saying 2 years out, a year out. When does the breakdown really occur, and then how do you see it playing out?
Well, we have forecast 2012. That's the year that we're pinpointing the revolution. Just as, for example, we're in a recession. We're in the early stages of depression now. But when you look at the real unemployment numbers, as you well know, they're ranging between, 12 to 14%. That's even according to the government statistics when they put in the people that are no longer actively seeking jobs. So just as they said, for example, that we were in a recession a year ago, even though they weren't admitting it, we'll be in revolution for a while and they won't admit it. We believe the official date will come around 2012, if not sooner. We're going to start seeing the first signs of it, we believe, this winter. There's going to be food riots, there's going to be housing riots, there's going to be riots at many different levels, and the form they take is very difficult. You know, for example, we had, you know, in 2000, and it was December 14th, 2000, USA Today ran our top trends, and the first trend was that they read, 2001 won't be our year, Trendsier says, and we warned that a wave of anti-Americanism would sweep the globe and that Americans wouldn't be safe at home or abroad. We didn't know, for example, that it would be 9/11, but we knew the flashpoint was there. The flashpoint, we believe, is going to start happening, become visible on the streets this winter. There's going to be uprisings. They're going to be violent. And they will be suppressed or try to be suppressed. You know, in my book, Trends 2000, which I wrote in 96, came out in January, finished it in 96, came out in January of 97. We had this, come the revolution. But in that, we wrote, and, you know, maybe naively, that we were in a third world country where the military or the police would fire on their own people. And we're hoping that, you know, hope is probably the most bankrupt word in the metaphysical language or dictionary. But we would believe that we're greater than the troops firing on their own people. So we saw the revolution coming a long time ago.
How do you see it playing out?
It's difficult. Again, I would say the first thing that the reality kind of things are going to be people being cold, hungry, and nowhere to sleep. And we can see rioting of maybe street riots, food riots. Crime, by the way, that's going to be the false flag. They're going to use crime as the example, and anarchists in the crowd.
And then the public will beg for troops on the streets to save them.
Exactly. So they could do a false flag kind of operation like that. And for example,
we caught them in Denver. The police, it was in the Denver Post, attacking other police for the news cameras.
Right. What happened here in New York too. And the same thing, by the way, with these so-called anarchists, you know, these people that always have, you know, these black caps covering their faces,
yep.
these masks, you know, who are
half
they?
Half the time they're foundation rental mobs, the other half the time they're cops.
Yeah, exactly. So we don't know who they are. So it can be that kind of a false flag. But we those are the most likely scenarios.
Okay, well,
and by the way, one of the groups that people are not going to expect that are going to be very violent and very upset, well, maybe they do, are going to be all these college students that have $40,000, $50,000 worth of debt on their shoulders. They're being hounded to pay it, and then they can't even get a job at Starbucks. So that's going to be the revolutionary crowd because, the young people – I mean, yes, I'm speaking for myself, a person over 60. Yeah, you just don't have the energy that you had before.
Well, Mr. Celente, in the time we've got, I see the flashpoint at factories, as we saw in the 20s and 30s and 40s, or the bonus marchers. I see vets revolting. I see college students. I see government workers when they find out that they've had their pension funds stolen. And that leads me to the big flashpoint. 401Ks down over 50%, clearly going to continue. What are the firemen and teachers and police and government people going to do when they find out that they've had their pension funds stolen by the bankers?
Well, again, this is why we're looking at it as we're saying that these are only symptoms of a much greater trend, and it's the decline and fall of Empire America.
And I think we're going to see many police and military actually join the people.
There's that one group, and then there's the other group. You know, that you, when you look at undeveloped countries, and we're an undeveloping nation at this point, you know, the police and the federales are the most corrupt among anyone. So, you know, we could have that core in there, too. We don't know.
Absolutely. Okay, a few final questions, and I want to get to the phone calls. Staged terror. You just mentioned false flag. We see governments stage terror attacks when they're imploding economies to subconsciously, at a primitive tribal level, get the people to rally around the government who will pose as their saviors. So we see these government make work jobs. This isn't like Roosevelt with building dams or building highway rest stops. They're saying Green Corps, million man tattletale force, million man domestic spy force. I mean, this is openly being announced. So can you speak to false flags, and then of course the type of make work that Obama's promising?
Well, the false flags. Remember the Maine. I mean, the Lusitania. I mean, there's a report out now, of course, that the Lusitania indeed was filled with armaments that they were bringing over, using people as human shields to bring those over. And, of course, the Lusitania was one of the sparks that brought the U.S. into World War One, which was, by the way, the most avoidable major war in modern history, fought by, you know, brought about by fools and failing monarchies. And so we have, and then of course do I have the Gulf of Tonkin incident that never happened the way they said it did. So there's one after another. We don't know what they will be, but we believe, given the track record of what they've done in the past, there's no reason to rule out that they won't do it in the future. And again, we're fighting a war right now for reasons that are patently false.
Gerald Celente, how do you see the attack on the web unfolding? You know, they've announced in documents put out by Internet 2 that private corporations and the government are going to take over the Internet, kill the old web, basically, and then force you onto a new Internet where you have subdomains under their sites where you have no free speech, and they can ban you or edit you or restrict you at will, like YouTube and MySpace do when you have a sub-account. Now Obama has announced he's going with that in the name of innovation. He's created a new private council of the IT heads and owners of the companies to work together, and they have the Violent Radicalization Act in Congress where they say 9/11 Truth works with Al-Qaeda, and that they are going to ban these groups on the web, and we're now seeing massive censorship of our work all over the Internet, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, banned in libraries, government Wi-Fi systems. How do you see that unfolding?
Well, just before I jump into that, because another thought came to my mind on the false flag issue, and the false flag will probably be, we believe it will be a Middle East, and Iran being the most likely target. That would be where we would put our money on, and also something oil-related. On the Obama issue, net neutrality, it's going to be a very difficult one to control, because there's a whole cadre of people out there that are internet patriots that are going to do anything that they can not to make this happen. And of course, it's the one card, the freedom of the internet. It's the major card, I would say, that can help free us from a global dictatorship. It's going to be a fight to the finish for the government to regulate the web, we believe.
Gerald Celente, projecting forward with all the trends and your amazing track record of being accurate, are you saying humanity will defeat the New World Order? And when will that come? In 1213, 1214?
We believe that we're on the verge of a renaissance. And I was mentioning earlier, We're the only country where we really do have this innovative freedom. And I'm of Italian descent. If I was born in Italy, I would not be the trend forecaster I am. I would have been too locked in to cultural norms and mores. We have that spirit. What's happening is, as you aptly point out, this globalization movement, this bigger is better, and as we know what's going on with the government, with this whole banking system, and as we saw from, you know, taped reports, when they got this bailout money, the banks were buying up smaller banks. So they're going to create a national banking system with maybe three or four majors running it. On the other hand, we have breakdowns of businesses that their whole model, Alex, for instance, a Dick's Sporting Goods or any of these kind of big chains, Macy's, they're built upon Starbucks, they're built upon growth and expansion rather than, more so I should say, than increasing in-store sales.
And an innovation. Well, I mean, bottom line here, people think that the New World Order is invincible. Christians thought that Hitler was the Antichrist in Europe, and so they laid down to him. And I'm a Christian, but modern Christians have been told, lay down to corruption, lay down to the chip, lay down to Big Brother, because it's invincible, it's foretold. Regardless, folks, we have a duty to fight corruption. You know, duty is ours, consequence belongs to God. And I'm telling you, these dinosaurs of the New World Order are rotten and can be defeated if people will just get up off their backsides and realize that they don't have a choice. And I think with all this pain coming, in a way it's going to be a good thing because it's going to force people to finally grow up and face reality. What do you say to that?
Well, I agree. You know, something old is dying and ugly and corrupt that deserves to die. As I said, what's bad for Wall Street is wonderful for Main Street. They kill this country. They killed our communities. They were the ones that funded these huge, ugly developments, not only in...
Madoff is at the top of Wall Street. I mean, they're all a pack of crooks at the top. Let's take some calls. Ben in Virginia, you're on the air with legendary trends forecaster Gerald Celente. Ben, go ahead in Virginia.
Hey, how you doing? I love the show, Alex. I just wanted to ask where he thought banks like the Free Lakota Bank is going to play out in this new conflict, because the Lakota have actually started their own gold-based currency bank.
I think gold banks that come out and say that their assets, your deposits are backed by gold, are going to be one of the biggest businesses that anybody could ever imagine. And because there's, oh, by the way, here's a scenario that we're also relative to banks. We believe that being that they're putting the mantle of FDR on Obama, it is very highly probable that they're going to call a bank holiday, as FDR did also this after he was inaugurated.
Is that the surprise, Biden saying that on the 21st or 22nd Obama's going to do something next month that people aren't going to like?
It could very well be, because there's going to we believe that the banking system cannot sustain itself in its current form the way things are going now.
And a bank holiday, for those that don't know, means you can't get your money out, and then they devalue your money.
Yeah, and I love the words they use, holiday. You know, like, let's have a holiday.
The Patriot,
you know, like, it's a
Act,
nice thing, you know?
The New Freedom Initiative, Homeland Security USA, the Fatherland. Anything else, Ben?
No, that's just about it. I just really think that this Free Lakota Bank is going to be huge.
All right, Darren in Maryland, you're on the air with Gerald Celente.
God bless you, gentlemen. How do you see it playing out for those of us who are on state pensions or Social Security?
Well, it's going to be difficult. And as Alex said, you know, when they close banks, they devalue currencies. So what you have going on here is that they're talking about a decline in commodity prices and how inexpensive things are becoming, and that's very true. But guess what? Your dollar is going to buy a lot less. You know, just in the last 2 weeks, the dollar's gone from against the euro, about 125 against the euro about 2 weeks ago, to today it's around 143. The dollar's tanking. The whole world knows what's going on. The United States, they're not printing money. I mean, this is just digital money. So, yeah, it's going to be very difficult for everyone.
Absolutely.
What's going to happen with food production?
With food? One of the things, one of the trends that we're putting in the Trends Journal, we're calling it, the old victory gardens that they had during World War II. People are going to start ripping up their useless lawns, you know, the growing grass that you can't eat or smoke, you know.
Now, the problem is the current delivery system for big agribusiness is going to break down, and people are rapidly already converting to more locally grown produce, as Gerald Salente has written about. Thank you, Darren. Mark in Oregon, trying to get to everybody here. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air.
Yeah, how do, gentlemen? I wanted to ask Gerald. Gerald, have you any idea of the actual number of Patriot militias that are in the United States? And what will be the flashpoints which will bring these militias into the fray?
I have no idea how many there are. I think the flashpoint would be an atrocity that would be committed by the redcoats, you could call them at this point.
More Wacos.
Yeah, it's something bigger. You know, Wacos was a kind of thing where people wrote them off as a sect, so, you know, they deserve
it. Yeah, troops being overrun by protesters, getting scared, gunning down a crowd, something bigger than Kent State. And then I wouldn't even say so much the militia. Most of those that are big have been infiltrated are being watched closely, usually led by feds. It's the groups you don't hear about. It's the hunting club. It's going to be those guys. And then they're going to probably go out and target police and military that aren't even part of the larger operations, and then that's going to accelerate the crisis. Gerald Salente, stay right there. I know you're a very busy guy, but I want to be able to take a few more calls. Can you stay with us till 5 after next hour, another 10 minutes?
Sure.
Okay, great. And then Tex Mars is in studio with us, ladies and gentlemen, for the last hour and 52 minutes, continuing with your phone calls today. Stay there, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come back to Mike and then Mark and Ron and others.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
The headlines are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope
to stay free.
Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds
seeds for a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years.
Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
I tell you, time really flies when you're fighting the New World Order. Gerald Celente is our guest for another 10 minutes. Then we have a very special guest in studio coming up, Tex Mars. Gerald, I want to go back to as many of the calls as we can, but I had one other question for you dealing with all of this. Again, a lot of people are looking forward to having shooting wars with the police and military. And I believe the globalists are actually looking forward to that because then that will destroy confidence further and then they can consolidate the economy even more. But when the police are out confiscating guns and arresting people and shooting the public and the military is doing that, what do they expect? I mean, I know I'm not relishing this. I know you're not relishing this. And I wonder what the rules of engagement for the American people should be through all of this.
Well, you know, I think you hit upon one before when we were talking about who will be the first likely groups, who will fire the first shots, who will protest. And what we saw in Chicago with those workers refusing to leave, I think we're going to see more of that kind of thing, where people are just going to say, no, I have nowhere else to go. I'm staying here.
And hothead cops are going to come in and crack their skulls, and it's going to start.
Exactly. And as I said, if it becomes something that's overtly brutal, look what happened with Katrina. I mean, look how it was covered up for so long. I mean, people forget how for days, you know, they kept saying that things were under control, and you know, they and then when it came to seeing how inefficient and uncaring the government was, the outrage set in. I think we're going to see the same kind of thing happen.
Well, that
here
was actually a cold-blooded laboratory where they shut off the power and the water, jammed the police radios, cut their lines, and the local parish in New Orleans had to come with guns and literally, at gunpoint, take FEMA off of the command centers that they were hijacking and cutting the lines because FEMA wanted it to be a disaster to get more funds. I mean, that's how cold-blooded these people are, and I agree with you. That's what's going to happen here. Let's talk to Mike in Wyoming. You're on the air with Gerald Celente.
Hello?
Yes, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. How you guys doing?
Good.
Mr. Celente, it sounds like to me that you believe that we will avoid the sort of technocratic Orwellian nightmare that a lot of people think may come down the pipe here pretty soon. It also sounds like you also believe that we will avoid a Mad Max post-apocalyptic type of scenario, and we're going to go back to more of this sort of regionalism you were talking about, and you know, locally community-based you know, lifestyle. And I guess I'm wondering, do you see the United States maintaining its territorial integrity?
You know,
are we going to just, you know, go into sort of like a factionalism?
I think we're going to go into a factionalism. And again, you know, the Mad Max scenario and the techno takeover, they may happen. You know, we're not ruling that out completely. But what we're saying, for instance, on the techno level is that, you know, there's too many independent people out there that are more skilled technologically than the government people are in a lot of ways. And there are more of them that could break down the systems of control. And that's a possibility. The Mad Max, it may turn into that in different parts of the country. It may look like that.
And by the way, the globalists have said they would like to use the crisis to break the country up. So we have to watch out for false revolutions and false revolutionary leaders that actually call for that. I do not want to break the United States up. They've got top Russian people projecting that that's going to happen. The Pentagon's projecting that could happen. We don't want to let the U.S. be broken up like China was 150 years ago by the European powers. Gerald, do you agree?
I think we're going to look more like when Russia broke up after communism.
more where the states start ruling themselves again. There's still a central government, but it implodes.
Exactly.
All right, stay there. Final segment with Gerald Celente. Back in 70 seconds. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A day.